At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this Thursday, May 11th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Happy to be with you as we look at just a six-game card here on Thursday. Not a whole lot going on in the Major League Baseball world, but still some things to talk about, of course, with a couple of plays that I like on today's card, and I will start with those because I do have an early game in the mix here for today. Actually, a line that's moved against me, so if you're listening to the podcast, you're actually getting a bit of a better number than what you got in today's article. And make sure you check out that article every Monday through Saturday over at vsin.com with my daily best bets, thoughts on the games, write-ups on pretty much every game, not just the ones that I have plays on, but I do have a couple here in today's article. Before I get to that, head over to vsin.com. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with the NFL schedule release, which comes out here today on Thursday night. We'll be writing up some previews for all 32 teams, their schedules, the betting odds for every game, season win totals, and futures stuff, all kinds of different things over there at the website. And, of course, continuing coverage for the NBA and NHL playoffs as well, which you can get on Hardwood Handicappers, our NBA podcast, on our hockey betting podcast. Just throw five-star reviews on all of our podcasts here if you don't mind, because I think a lot of people that we have here at the network churning out some very, very fine work across all of their areas of expertise. All right, so frankly, we're going to do a quick show today because I don't really have a whole lot to talk about in terms of macro, big picture type of stuff, other than just some things to mention, kind of maybe recapping some of the things that I've talked about here lately. If you go back and listen to Monday episodes of the show, you can get the sabermetric stats of the day. Got the glossary over at FanGraphs for you to check out with updated information on what all of those terms mean, how to kind of apply them and analyze them from a baseball betting standpoint. Talked about strength of schedule stuff earlier on in the week as well. And of course, anytime you take on a team in the American League East right now, that definitely increases your strength of schedule a bit. Every team in that American League East division, four games over 500 or better. The Yankees are in last place. They are 21-17. That would be the best record in the American League Central. That would be tied for the best record in the National League Central. Only two games off the pace in the AL West, or the NL West, excuse me. And just, what would that be? Two games back in the AL West, where the Yankees have played two more games than the Texas Rangers. So that East division, very, very strong. They will start kind of playing each other now, at least for the next little while. So that'll kind of level off their strength of schedule, but just something for you to keep in mind. And then lastly, another recap thing here before I get into today's card. A lot of call-ups in Major League Baseball. Yuri Perez getting called up for the Marlins on Friday. He'll make his Major League debut. He's only 20 years old, so he'll be the youngest debut pitcher for the Marlins in franchise history. But a lot of those guys, you know, making starts here. I would also expect, as we see here on Thursday with the Reds, starting an opener in Derek Law. I would anticipate we see some more of these openers as well, with the fact that we've just seen so many injuries around Major League Baseball. So you got to dig a little bit deeper. You know, I talked about this on Sharp Money on Tuesday during my hit, and I've talked about it on the show here as well, but kind of one more recap thing to discuss. Yeah, it can be difficult when you get these debut starting pitchers. It can be kind of a challenge to figure out what their minor league stats mean. Not even just debut guys, but also call-ups that, you know, are coming up from AAA, maybe coming up from AA. It's kind of difficult to sort of look at what their minor league numbers mean and kind of put them into the proper context. So you do need to understand that, you know, the two AAA leagues, very, very different, to say the least. You know, and then you've got the AA leagues, which are kind of different as well. So, you know, look, for the Pacific Coast League, for example, 6.18 runs per game per team on average in that league, 5.3 in the International League. There's a league-wide OPS of 826 in the PCL, 786 in the International League. So these guys that are coming up from the Pacific Coast League, and a lot of these will be teams in the Western U.S. because they have their affiliates close to them, it's just a much different league. It's a much more challenging pitching environment because you're playing in a lot of these warm weather ballparks or at altitudes, stuff like that. The International League, you're playing closer to sea level, East Coast, Great Lakes, Midwest, that kind of thing. So the PCL, look, teams scoring almost 6.2 runs per game. And the International League, 5.3 runs per game. That's a huge difference, and that will make a very big difference in terms of a guy's numbers as he's getting called up to the show. So just remember, any debut pitcher or any minor league call-up from one of the Western major league teams, if their ERA is a little bit higher, if their FIP's a little bit higher, if their home run numbers are a little bit higher, that's definitely something that, you know, you're just going to have to contend with as we go throughout the season here. Also, the AA leagues, the Texas League, teams averaging 5.3 runs per game, the Southern League 4.76, the Eastern League 4.52. So again, you've got three very different leagues there where you've got a league OPS in the Texas League of 751, 706 in the Southern League, 704 in the Eastern League. So again, you've got to think about where the affiliates are for these pitchers that are starting to make their way up through the system, because not all minor leagues are created equal. So again, if you're a double-A pitcher having pitched in the Texas League, that's a much more difficult environment than it is in the Eastern League or the Southern League. And look, there are 10 teams in the Texas League, 303 combined home runs so far. There are 12 teams in the Eastern League, 304 combined home runs. So two more teams, but only one more home run between those AA leagues. So again, as you're looking at some of these pitchers that are getting called up, just try to put in the proper context what their minor league numbers actually mean. Coming up after a short break, we'll take a look at the Thursday card around Major League Baseball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice, Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Throw us a five-star review, rate, review, subscribe. Means a lot to us if you give some feedback on the shows. And remember, after the weekend, on Monday, the May 15th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, I'll be doing the first Monday mailbag where I'll answer listener questions. Major League Baseball, beer, bourbon, music, movies, books, whatever you want. Just shoot over an email, aburke@vsin.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter, @skatingtripods, to send over your questions. I'll try to get to as many of them as I can, maybe run this back a second time here in the month of May. But I think it's good. I think it's good to kind of hear what you guys want to know about, the listeners of the show. What is it that you need help with? What is it that you want to discuss? Well, throw me those mailbag questions. Happy to answer them. Already gotten a few here so far, a couple of really good submissions as well. Kind of talking about my process, sort of, you know, what it means when I talk about looking for regression. I think there's some very good questions that can be asked out there, and hopefully you send those over. So aburke@vsin.com via email, or @skatingtripods on Twitter. So I encourage you to do that for the upcoming Monday edition here of the show. All right, so let me get to these picks really quick. And in fact, I probably should have let off the show with them because one of them comes up very, very quickly here. And in fact, it probably won't be out. The show probably won't be out by the time this game gets going. But I did like the under in the Padres and Twins game. And interestingly enough, this is up to 8.5 out there in some places. And I think a lot of this has to do with the weather forecast. A little bit warmer in Minneapolis than usual. But this is a really interesting getaway day game here. And I could be very wrong, and I could be very off base with my handicap in this one. But the Padres, so they play the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball. They have Monday off, so they fly to Minneapolis. They play Tuesday night. They play Wednesday night. Last night's game went to extra innings. Padres lost in 11. For today's game, they go home right after and host, and then they play at the Dodgers on Friday night. I don't know if this is a situation where the Padres are going to be really fully invested in this day game. Also, they're facing Bailey Ober for the Twins. Bailey Ober is 6'9". You don't see a whole lot of 6'9" pitchers that have 98th percentile extension, are able to throw the fastball up in the zone, get a lot of weak fly ball contact. That's what the Twins have been doing here with Ober, and it makes sense, right? I mean, 6'9". You don't see 6'9" pitchers. You don't see that arm slot. I think it's a very difficult matchup for the Padres when they don't see that guy. And also, they're thinking about being able to fly back to the West Coast and take on their arch rivals, the Dodgers, try to get a little bit of revenge after losing that series at home last week. So I don't know if this is a spot that the Padres are fully invested, fully engaged. Also, Yu Darvish pitching pretty well here on the season to this point. Darvish has had two bad starts. One of them came in Mexico City, where he gave up all three home runs he's allowed so far this season. That's going to happen. Mexico City, you have to cross a line or draw a line through those starts for Joe Musgrove, Sean Manaea, Yu Darvish. That's just not what you're going to get on a regular basis. I mean, keep in mind, Mexico City, 2,000 feet in elevation higher than Denver. So you think about how Coors Field plays, think about how Mexico City plays. Darvish having a rough start there, not really a big concern to me. 3.19 ERA, 3.50 FIP on the season here. 9 of his 13 earned runs in 2 of those 6 starts. One was a bad start against the Mets, and the other was that start in Mexico City. So for me, I think Yu Darvish pitching extremely well here on the season. And also Bailey Ober, he's been good too. You know, 0.98 ERA, 2.55 FIP. Probably not going to continue to that full degree, but this is a guy who's been pretty good in his big league starts. And as I said, I think he's a guy who's very difficult to face if you haven't seen him before with that 98th percentile extension where he only throws in the low 90s, but that ball really sneaks up on you with how close he's throwing it to home plate. So that's the one play that I have for the early games today. The other play is in a late game, and it's the Yankees against the Tampa Bay Rays. Drew Rasmussen going for the Rays, Domingo Germán going for the Yankees here. Rays, -110 to -115 favorite for the most part out there in the betting markets. Couple of things in this game. First, looking at Drew Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a guy who has better numbers at home than he does on the road. Last year, his slugging percentage was 130 points higher on the road than it was at home. His weighted on base average 90 points higher on the road than it was at home. So that's a guy who, while he was still good on the road, he wasn't as good. And Tropicana Field is an extreme pitcher's park. It is definitely an elite pitching environment. And the Rays certainly take advantage of that. And Rasmussen is a guy who's taken advantage of that. So I do think that going out on the road here to Yankee Stadium against a New York lineup that has Aaron Judge back, just drove in a bunch of runs against the A's. DJ LeMahieu swinging it better now. A few other guys starting to swing the bats as well. I think it's a little bit of a tough spot here for Rasmussen. Also, he's a guy with some mild reverse platoon splits in his career. Last season, righties had a 289 weighted on base average, lefties a 242. Still a good number to hold righties to a 289 wOBA, but not as good as he's been against lefties. So again, not as good against righties with a right-handed heavy Yankees lineup, not as good on the road with a road start here coming in the Bronx. And I don't necessarily love Domingo Herman, 4.35 ERA, 4.46 FIP, and 39 and a third innings, but he has struck out 44 guys over seven starts. He's kind of clustered the home runs that he's allowed. Just faced the Rays, gave up two runs on four hits over five innings. If he does that again, I think New York is in good shape here against Rasmussen. Also, one other thing I want to mention here, the Rays bullpen. So they have a 3.01 ERA with a 4.05 FIP and a 4.79 xFIP. Their batting average on balls in play against right now, 239. The lowest BABIP for any bullpen in the StatCast era, which dates back to 2015, is 254. That was the 2022 Seattle Mariners. And it's also the lowest home run to fly ball percentage by a full percent, over a full percent actually, by 1.2%. Theirs is 6.3, last year's Yankees 7.5. So there are some regression signs for this Tampa Bay Rays bullpen. I do think there's a chance they come to fruition in this series with a Yankees team that has faced them a lot. Remember, one of the big things for the Rays is they have that quote-unquote bullpen clock where they have guys that have different release points, kind of like you would see the hands on a clock. The Yankees are a little bit more familiar with some of those relief arms than other teams have been. So I do think if there's a chance of regression for this Rays bullpen, it's going to happen against a team that's familiar with them, and the Yankees quite familiar with them. So again, I apologize if you don't get to that under in that Padres and Twins game. I put under 8 in the article, but you can find under 8.5 now out there in the marketplace. And then also the Yankees minus 105 against the Rays. A couple of thoughts on the other games real quickly here. I'm not going to do anything with the day games just because not enough time. I had some technical issues with the podcast here today, getting everything going. But I wanted to talk real quickly about this Giants and Diamondbacks game. Giants anywhere from $1.40 to $1.45 favorite, total 9.5 in this one. The Giants are facing a lefty here in Tommy Henry. Now, not all lefties are created equal, as we know. The Giants are a bottom five offense against left-handed pitching, though. So for Henry, a guy that doesn't really miss a lot of bats, has to rely on command, the margins are pretty razor thin for him. Should, in theory, be a decent matchup against the Giants, but also, he's a guy that I just have a very hard time trusting the profile. As far as Alex Cobb goes, this may not be the spot to fade Alex Cobb, but I do think there is a time coming for Cobb where we can go against him. He's allowed a lot of hard contact this season, 48% hard hit rate, but he is running a 63.1% ground ball percentage. Remember, hard contact on the ground, not nearly as bad. 342 BABIP against for him, which does reflect the hard contact and the ground ball rate, but it's the 87.6% left on base percentage that I'm looking at. Also some cluster luck for him. 333 wOBA with the bases empty, 250 with men on base, 182 with runners in scoring position, and his strikeout rate actually climbs the higher the leverage situation. Wouldn't expect that to continue throughout the course of the season. So Alex Cobb is a regression candidate, just not one that I'm going against here in today's game. So just wanted to mention that game. There's really not much to say about the Rangers and the A's. The A's just named a starter. It's Zach Neale. He's 34 years old. He's kind of been a journeyman. Not really a whole lot to look at there. Nate Eovaldi's pitching really, really well. So that's probably one where the Rangers likely cruise to victory, but laying 240 in that game with a total of 8.5, not a whole lot of interest in that one. Apologies again for the early play here, but we got this show out as quickly as we possibly could. So hopefully the under in that Padres and Twins game comes through, along with the Yankees in a short home dog roll here on Thursday. I'll be back again with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets on Friday. Please rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews, very, very much appreciated here. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.